of October 2018. It's
would be really interesting to check our understanding of
New Scientist, 6th of October 2018. It's a popular magazine with modern news articles in it, and answering multiple choice questions will help you really get to the bottom of some of the fundamental ideas.
I've thought up 6 multiple choice questions. They could be easy, they could be hard, but most of all, I hope you find them fun.
This is version 1 of this software, which randomizes the answers and publishes them. And obviously being version 1, I'm thinking of greater versions. For this particular version, it creates the questions in 3 formats. The first format is driving along or walking along. It's just the question, bit of thinking time, and then the answer. Then that's the quiz format. The radio quiz format. Then there's the school quiz format, where all the questions are put together and you write down the answers. Then the answers are given for all so many questions, and then the answers are given out. So that's a bit of a long time. And the final format is for, if you're really new to it, it just gives the explanation, a question and answer, just one after the other with no formatting or anything. So you can hear in this last third format, you can listen through it pretty quickly and get all the information that you want to do with no fuss, no bother. So there's 3 formats. The sort of game format, private game format, the class format, and then just the study format. Now, things will come up in future. As soon as I've got that under control, I'll put edit points so you can go through pretty quickly and get to the file, the point in the file that's interests you. So you can move forward on a few clicks to move forward, but I haven't done that yet. I need to really study and understand that before I go along. So here it is, version 1 of the disassembled quiz.
Question 1. What is Fermi's paradox? A. The number of people in the telephone book called Fermi is insufficient for the number of Italians known to exist. B. We have not detected alien life yet. C. The letter E should be stronger than it is, yet it is soft. D. The number of electrons in the universe is too many. The answer is B. We have not detected alien life yet. Question 2. Why do rats disappear when cats are introduced into an area? A. The rats hide from the cats. B. The cats eat the rats. C. The cats eat and compete the rats' food source. D. The cats eat the rats' children. The answer is A. The rats hide from the cats. Researchers in the United States of America were investigating a wild rat population at a recycling station, and during their observation, some feral cats moved into the area, so they were concerned that the number of rats would disappear. So they set up infrared cameras and found that the rats caught no rats. In general, they only caught 3 rats, but the rats appeared to be less around the place because they began to hide and overestimate the danger from cats. The rats, being roughly a third of a kilogram, were more than with nasty teeth, were more than a match than the cats. So the cats tended to stay away from the rats, and the rats stayed away from the cats. And it gives the impression that rats do frighten away or actually catch rats, but in general, all they do is make them less easy for us to see, but they're still there. They take a more circuitous route, less visible, but they're still there in the same numbers. Question 3. What tool did scientists use to examine the culture of Spain 4,500 years ago? A. They observed changes in the pottery and tools used. be... They looked at the dominance of the Y chromosomes in genetic samples of skeletons.
C.
They looked at the impact of humans on the climate at the time.
D.
They looked at written records.
The answer is B.
They looked at the dominance of the Y chromosomes in genetic samples of skeletons. Scientists are finding out about the culture of Spain 4,500 years ago. They do this by extracting the DNA from the bones of skeletons they unearth. In the bones is old cells, and in the cells are chromosomes, and the chromosomes are complex, but they contain special chromosomes. So chromosomes is a section of genetic material in the human body. The human is broken up into 23 distinct chromosomes. You get a pair from each, or one from each mother and father, and that leads to 42 chromosomes plus two sex chromosomes. Now, there is a unique lineage down the male line of the Y chromosomes, and there is another lineage down the female line of special sort of fragments of DNA which code for making eggs, so we can see what the population is there. Now, what's happened is that the type of Y chromosome suddenly stopped earlier than 4,500 years ago, and after this point, it was replaced by a tribe coming in to it called the Yamanya, Y-A-M-N-A-Y-A, and this down from above what we call modern-day Russia, so there was an eastern invasion. And they looked at this by looking at the Y chromosome, which is a male chromosome. It's a slightly shorter chromosome, and whereas males have a Y and an X, females have two X's, so you only get this particular chromosome from the Y. You get this chromosome only from the male lineage, so it can really track and tell you a whole lot of things about the family tree of people's
question.
What effect do scientists predict from new shipping lanes opening up above the North Pole in the Arctic, the High Arctic?
A.
The motion of the ships through the cold waters will churn cold water up to the top and cause the region to cool more.
B. C.
The area will heat up, but not as much, caused by the additional cloud cover from the smoke ejected from the engines of the ships.
D.
The ice will melt more due to the soot from the engines landing on the ice, making it slightly darker.